A woman who's lost her husband.
Is a widow.
Mm-hmm. And a child born out of wedlock.
Is a bastard.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any funny names for that or euphemisms?
That I can think of offhand.
Okay.
I'm sure there are.
A noisy serenade after a wedding.
Chivalry.
How do you know that, and what is it to you?
Well, I had to look it up. And the reason I happened to know that, I'd heard the word because of seeing the production Oklahoma.
Oh.
And when, I forget their names now, but the young couple finally, the two feuding families,
mm-hmm.
finally the son and the daughter when for me to get married, they have a chivalry. But I heard it last Saturday night again because a really good friend, actually she's the president of our PEO chapter, I think Pat says she's 73, been a widow for 10 years, is getting married to somebody that we all also know, that she's known for a long time. And my friend that I was talking to on the phone moments ago and said, I'll have to tell Anne Marie about you, said, told her, warned her, said, we're going to have a chivalry for you. And so since I'd heard the word, but not for a long time, I looked it up, and it denotes a raucous, loud serenade for a newlywed couple, usually that the newlyweds are forced to provide something for them for refreshments to make them go away, is what the dictionary says.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
And it's not like a kidnapping or anything. It's just a lot of disturbing noise, according to the dictionary. But I would not have had a definition had not Judy said, we're going to have a chivalry, and I looked it up.
And I heard, though, that they did used to kidnap...
I imagine.
The groom. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they did this in New Mexico. They used to have this in New Mexico.
Hmm. So.
Interesting.
I feel very knowledgeable this afternoon knowing that word.
Yeah, that's great. The musical instrument that you blow like this?
Is a harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Do you know other words for it?
Jew's harp. Mouth harp.
Okay. Playing a harmonica, you play beautiful
songs, music, mm-hmm. tunes.
Mm-hmm. And children play on a thing like this. It's called a
seesaw, right? Or a teeter totter.
What would your word be?
My word is seesaw.
Okay. Where'd you hear teeter totter from?
Other people, I suppose.
Okay. The bone that you find in a turkey that you pull out and it's a
wishbone.
Right. And if you're carrying a heavy load up some stairs, you wanna describe that, you wanna emphasize the weight of what you had to carry upstairs, you just say I had to what it up the stairs.
I lug it up the stairs.
Okay. And the opposite of boyfriend is
girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for girlfriend?
Sweetheart. Novia. Novia.
And local parties and fairs in El Paso or celebrations. What are some of those?
Well, you have a bazaar and you also have a kermes.
What is that, a kermes?
K-E-R-M-E-S or K-E-R-M-E-S-S-E-S. Those are usually held at the Catholic churches.
Mm.
And it's like a bazaar, food booths, the fish pond, mm-hmm. the doll with the ball and so forth, this little church up here on Donovan. We'll have one of those, and quite a number of times in Juarez.
Mm-hmm. They used to have a fair like that over at St. Clement's, I think.
Probably.
But they didn't have a name for it. Not like that.
Okay. Is that a word you're familiar with?
No.
Kermes? One of our books that we wrote for this series of little stories that Alma's done for